True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got week 12 of the NFL season. It's done. It didn't end on a high note. It was a lot of interceptions last night between the 49ers and then the Carolina Panthers. We got a full slate, three games, I should say, maybe not full, a quarter slate of games going down this Thursday on Thanksgiving. To talk about what we've seen and what we might see the rest of the way is someone who is a senior NFL writer and reporter for The Athletic. Joining us on the line right now, welcome to the show, Ted Wynn. Ted, how are you, man?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. We appreciate the time. Let's get to brass tacks. Last night, it wasn't an exciting Monday night football game. We saw the three interceptions from Brock Purdy. We saw the two from Bryce Young. There's talks about Purdy's foot and what's going on with Mac Jones. What is your overall evaluation of the 49ers, especially in that difficult NFC West?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a team that's definitely overachieving. The defense is very young and have dealt with some major injuries to Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. But I think Robert Saleh's doing a good job of just getting those guys to play hard. And there's going to be games where they give up a lot of points. But, I mean, you could see last night that, you know, just playing hard and being where you need to be could get you some turnovers and keep that score low. I think offensively, they have to be almost perfect every game. Last night, definitely, they weren't perfect, but, I mean, the Panthers were just that bad. But I think there's a high ceiling to this offense, and we've seen that with Mac Jones, and Brock Purdy's coming back now, and I don't know if Purdy is completely healthy quite yet. You can see that he's having trouble driving the ball on that front foot and just losing that little ounce of velocity on his throws is causing some of these interceptions. He has been a tick late on a couple of these throws, but you can just see there's no margin of error with him right now. So we'll see if he can get healthy. But I mean, I think for Niner fans, anything that happens this season is a bonus. You know, I think they shed some salary and they're dealing with a bunch of injuries. So expectations really shouldn't have been that high, and anything they're doing now, and if they can make some noise in the playoffs, is just a credit to the staff and a good building block for next season when maybe the roster is a little bit more solidified.
Well, Ted, you talk about next season with the roster solidified. We know that they got younger. They shed some salary. Brock Purdy is now making $53 million a year. And then we got guys like Ayuk who are hanging around. When does Brock Purdy get a little bit of a break? Are they going to have to move on or at least trade Mac Jones so Brock can get some room to breathe? Because that's going to be in the back of everybody's minds.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know if that bothers Brock Purdy that much, but I would think for the Niners, it's valuable having Mac Jones in that locker room because you saw that he could win games when Brock Purdy goes down. And with the Niners' injury luck and all the injuries they've dealt with, Brock Purdy's missed some games too, I think they need to have a really capable back quarterback in their room. So unless somebody comes out with a crazy offer that you can't refuse for Mac Jones, which I don't think will happen because I think teams know by now that Quarterbacks just perform better than they typically would in Kyle Shanahan's offense. We've seen that time and time again. So I don't know if they would draft him, give a high draft pick to go get him and risk him kind of turning back to what he's been for most of his career. So to me, I just think he's very valuable to the Niners roster, and he's only making $6 million. And I think that's doable for the Niners next season.
Ed Sedwin is here with us, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. You know, right before you joined us, we took a call from a Dallas Cowboys fan who asked whether or not they can legitimately go on a run. We saw that big comeback against the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm a little bit pessimistic given their record and how strong the NFC is. What are your thoughts on what Dallas can do the rest of the year?
I love their offense. Obviously, that duo with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb is so hard to stop. They have a really creative run game. And defensively, they're starting to get better. I mean, they have a lot of issues with their secondary, but with Quinn and Williams, that defensive line looks like it could do some damage. So if the Cowboys are able to get a lead and they could force teams into passing the ball where they could let their pass rushers go off, and they could help their secondary a little bit more by dropping more guys back. That's the formula for them to win. And you know, against the Eagles, they fell behind, but they were still able to come back. And when they came back, they just got stop after stop. So there's some potential for the defense to get better. So I think the Cowboys are a scary team. I don't know if they'll be able to make the playoffs, but I know that their team, especially at home, that teams won't want to play down the stretch.
But one team we do know they're going to make the postseason, that's the Philadelphia Eagles. They still got time to figure out that offense. What is it? Is it the offensive line, the changes there, the injuries? Why can't Saquon get going? Why is Hurts always in the crosshairs with the media and sometimes his own teammates?
Well, I think there's definitely a lot of issues with the offensive line. They've dealt with injuries going back to the preseason, guys going in and out of the lineup. Some of the offensive linemen talked about just the wear and tear of last season. And now Lane Johnson is out, and I don't know when he's going to be back. And Lane Johnson is, you know, some people say he's the best offensive lineman in the entire league. So that's a huge issue. But they still have a good offensive line, especially in the pass blocking department. They're just not dominant in the run game like they used to be. Teams are loading up against the run. I think schematically, they've definitely taken a step back, losing Kellen Moore. Those are some of the issues, and I think Jalen Hurts has always had shortcomings as a quarterback, but good offensive coordinators like Shane Steichen and Kellen Moore, and having a dominant run game, you were able to hide some of those weaknesses. But now that those things aren't in play anymore, we're starting to see them kind of get magnified. He especially really struggles against his own coverage, and that shows up in the numbers where he's really dominant against man, but as soon as he starts playing zone coverages and those windows tighten up and he has to throw with anticipation, he really struggles, and teams are starting to play a lot of zone against him. So I don't know if there's an answer here during the season to fix that offense. I think defensively they're going to be an elite team, especially after trading for Jalen Phillips and with Vic Fangio scheming things up. But offensively, I don't know if they're going to return to anything close to they were last season. It seems like they're going to have to win a lot of tight, low-scoring games.
A senior NFL writer, Ten Wood, is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Meanwhile, if we go all the way out west, the Rams are continuing to light it up. Matthew Stafford looks like a favorite for MVP. At this point in time, is it safe to say that the Rams are the favorites coming out of the
holiday PSA from DSW? This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The NFC?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the Rams are playing like the best team in the league right now. Defensively, they've really got their run defense stout, which was a major issue last season. And Devontae Adams has added another element to his offense and really has made it borderline unstoppable. So to me, they are the top team in the league.
When you take a look at the AFC, a lot of the stalwarts have gone through some issues. We see the Buffalo Bills now adding Cooks. We see the Kansas City Chiefs now winning games by the skin of their teeth. And meanwhile, we got teams like Denver relying on their defense and just the elevation of the Patriots with Drake May and Mike Vrabel. How much of that do you expect to see at the end where some of the new teams step up? Or are they eventually going to fall when we get to the nitty-gritty of the postseason?
Sorry, can you repeat that last part?
When you think about the postseason, are we going to see some of these younger teams elevate, or should we expect to see some of the old stalwarts like the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely some teams that are kind of playing above expectations right now, like the Bears. They're winning a bunch of really close one-score games, and I think their offense is way better than it was last season with Ben Johnson, but I think there's just too many holes defensively. I think there's too much of a boom-and-bust type of element to their offense for them to really sustain their success down the stretch. So to me, that's a young team that I think is going to fade a little bit, but they are ahead of schedule as far as where they are in the timeline of rebuilding that team. But they're overachieving a little bit. The Patriots are another young team that are doing really well right now. They're 10-2. But to me, you know, I think when you get to the playoffs, I just don't think there's enough elite elements on that team. I think Drake May has really taken a step up, and he's doing a lot of the heavy lifting with that team right now. But they don't run the ball at a very high level. Defensively, they are getting better, but, you know, I have a hard time trusting them in the playoffs until I see a little bit more. So, yeah, I mean, to me, some of these young teams will kind of take a step back as we get closer to postseason. And some of these more veteran teams might be able to find some answers and get better.
Well, Ted, would you be surprised if we saw the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl again, despite this record now of 6-5?
I wouldn't be, because I think the Chiefs are actually a better team than they were last season. I think last season, offensively, they really didn't have any that many answers as far as their offensive line, their wide receivers. This year, their offensive line has improved. They have some weapons to work with now. But the ball just hasn't bounced their way. They were 10-0 last year in one-score games, and when you're 10-0 in one-score games, it takes a little bit of luck. And this season, they're 0-5. Well, they're 1-5 now in one-score games after being in the Colts. So, but I think, you know, some of that luck will reverse once again. I think they'll start playing a little bit better ball once Rice really gets acclimated and they make some adjustments offensively. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them in the Super Bowl, but they have dug themselves in quite a hole. So they would have to be nearly perfect from this point on to really get there.
It's Ed, what are you looking forward to? We got this 3-game slate on Thanksgiving. Is there any game, anything, any player in particular that catches your eye?
Yeah, I mean, we have a huge game with the Packers and the Detroit Lions for the first game of that slate. You know, that's a really tight division. Obviously, the Bears are leading that division right now. But every win matters, and it's going to be I think it's going to be a dogfight. You have rivals, you have stars, and two teams that I think are very desperate for wins. So, you know, for forever, we've seen the Lions in that Thanksgiving game, and it was kind of meaningless. But this is a meaningful game, and I think it's going to be awesome to watch and a really fun game to start the day off with.
Yeah, we got a slate of three. We got this new expansion now. We even got a Black Friday game. So, hey, the more football, the better. Hey, Ted, we really appreciate your time and your expertise. Tell everybody where they could follow you as well as all of your work with The Athletic.
Yeah, I'm on The Athletic. Obviously, I just wrote about Chip Kelly and why he kind of failed in the NFL. So check that article out. I'm on X at FB_film analysis. You can find me on Instagram at TedWinNFL. And check out those sites.
Hey, Ted, we appreciate you, man. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the football. Have a great holiday, okay?
All right. You too.
Thank you so much. That's Ted Wynn, senior NFL writer for The Athletic.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.